Archives Task Force, I just received a note from, I think, one of the board members. Would you like to delay it until a little later so you can get ready? Okay, we have 10 minutes for the Archives Task Force. And Teresa Allen, KPFT, is PMB member leading that group.
I tell you what, give me 1 minute.
Would the COI be prepared right now to give its report? You ready? Okay, can we do that and then we'll come back to you? Okay, 10 minutes for the COI report, Ken. Go ahead.
Well, it's going to be an unusual report of unfinished tasks, but also stressing the importance of staying focused on this issue. And now that we have new membership and some young blood here, maybe we can reinvigorate these committees. This is the COI is a very special committee of the board, and it is the only committee of the board that doesn't have membership among the local station board. So therefore, it is formed at this point only of 5 individuals, one from each station. And that was part of the problem that we faced. Some key individuals on the committee were the chair, interim executive director, individuals that were involved in such, overwhelming tasks that really their contribution was became very limited in terms of the expansion of the committee's work. Also, as we were meeting and discussing issues of such as implementation of the Spanish language program, training across the board, setting standards for those training on anti-racist issues, we started faltering. Personally, I suffered from a severely limiting health issue that affected me. And then some of the financial issues that we developed at the station on national level definitely put a serious grip on our ability to move forward. And I'm hoping that we can reinvigorate these programs. Or I should say, at last but not least, a very key member of the group, Ngozi Kamau from KPFT, upon whom we're counting on sharing with us the vast experience that they had acquired in KPFT, was forced to resign for personal reasons. So although this is not a report of achievement, I at least want to take the time to stress against how important these issues are to us and to invite people to participate and come up with new ideas and support this committee's work. Thank you.
How much time do we have left?
We have used only 2.5 minutes.
So we have 7 minutes for discussion of the COI. Bob?
I just want to remind the board of the critical importance of the National Committee of Inclusion and the work of each local Committee of Inclusion. I know there's been obstacles at different stations to moving that forward, and hopefully this year we can reverse that. But let's remind ourselves of some of the mandates of this committee that from this board. The question of anti-racist training, which was agreed a year ago, I think really needs to move forward at all 5 stations. We've had some incidents that, in the opinion of several of us on the local station board at WBII, have involved some racist and insensitive comments by actual members of our own board. They're just a continuing series of problems in relationships between white people and people of color that have to be looked at honestly and forthrightly and with the help of some professional trainers. So I hope that's going to be prioritized. One of the other motions passed by this board last year was to establish a Blue Ribbon Commission on Affirmative Action. And that's to look at many aspects of representation of people of color within the network. And just the latest reminder of the need for that was that in the elections that each of the 5 LSBs made to this board a few weeks ago, the net result was, for the first time in many years, this board is no longer majority people of color. And aside from the issues of a social justice that is very troubling just on a ethical level, it also jeopardizes our Corporation for Public Broadcasting grant, because there's a bonus written into the regulations for any radio station or network, in our case, that has 50% people of color on its governing board. and now we may be losing that. So this brings into our focus again the reason why many of us argued for bylaws that would ensure that the boards are representative both racially and also in terms of gender and representation of people with disabilities and lesbians, gay men, bisexuals, and transgenders. So all of these issues I think we really need to keep a focus on and not lose lose our commitment that we've expressed now for 3.5 years, and it's time to move forward.
Patty?
Just a comment on that. It is extremely important to have diversity on this board, and it is unfortunate that we are below on people of color. But I would remind all of us not to allow the Corporation for Public Broadcasting to define what diversity is for the foundation. That, to me, is extremely dangerous. All of a sudden, gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender is no longer counting as diversity on our boards, and nor is women. So, you know, as important as diversity is, and I'm first for it, there seems to be outreach, and the committees of inclusion should work a little harder to try and make sure that that happens this year. But to allow the CPB to decide is really dangerous. I prefer not to have the money than allow that kind of involvement in what our decisions are.
Rob?
I would just like to try to bring an element of truth here. We're not going to get as long as we have disrespectful, uncivil governance meetings, we are not going to bring women, young people, people of color, seniors into Pacifica. And if our programming does not reflect their interests, they're not going to come to the meetings to begin with. Alan, get real.
Alan and then Nacy.
Yeah, again, I think I actually just want to know if we're going to take up a pragmatic consideration of the issue of the CPB money at any point. I heard Lonnie mention the subject. I hear the point about not allowing CPB to define things. It's also true that women, I think, are right now in terms of in advance of the affiliates being seated permanently on this board. I think we're sitting at 11-9 on both women and people of color, with whites and men being the 11 in both cases. But of course, the issue with women isn't addressed in CPB. But in terms of CPB and pragmatism, is there a point where the board's going to take up that issue? I understand it to be a considerable chunk of money.
I think the CPB issue may get raised in the CFO's report. Am I correct? Okay. Well, we don't have the time right now. We have 3 minutes left and two people who have asked to speak, AC and Lydia. So if you could divide your time, the remaining time.
Yes. I think it's important to remember that when you're talking about the CPB, this is not an isolated incident. I mean, the reason why that provision is in the CPB is because civil rights groups that included women, Latinos, blacks, and other groups fought for those provisions to be in there so that it would have an enforcement effect on the country and how they use taxpayers' money. So it's not a question of taking orders from the CPB. The question is that we should recognize that that provision was put in there, was forced in there by the civil rights and human rights movements.
Thank you. Lydia?
Yes, and I think there are several of us who have long talked about scaling back our dependency on CPB. That's a different discussion. In fact, right now the CPB is more progressive than we are in that at least they have the 50%. If they were asking us to curtail some aspect of our freedom of speech, that would be a whole different issue, but they're not. It's simply an incentive on that. And that also does not preclude us from reinstituting the 50% on women as well. I mean, there are various considerations, and that when the time is appropriate, we can more fully discuss how we got ourselves to this point. Thank you.
Now, I just want to note, we're out of time, but I just want to note that the COI was not able this year to be particularly active, and I hope that at each local station, they get active, because the only way as a board we really have to address this stuff is through their actions. So we'll prioritize it, but we need to be met by that from the local communities. I'd ask all board members to emphasize to their local stations that, those committees have to get formed and have to be active. We're at time for that item.
Can I move to extend? By 2 minutes to allow Lisa Davis to speak.
Is there any objection to 2 minutes addition to be taken off of lunch to allow Lisa to speak?
How many minutes?
2 minutes.
Absolutely.
No objection. Is there any objection? Then go ahead, Lisa.
I just want to say, and of course, I am for diversity in all forms. I'm a woman. I'm black. These things are obvious, and I'm very sensitive to the inclusion of all groups. But it can't be used as a diversion against the issue of people of color. We cannot ever get off that focus, no matter what, because of the brutal history that this country has. And I think it's more, for lack of a better word, more of a reflection on a society where you have had to have government or certain bodies implement to say you must have this. And even if some of them did money as an incentive, because without it, they won't do it. They will not, and this country has shown time and time and time again that we cannot ever lose the focus of that. And when we talk about people of color, yes, the issue of women and the gay and lesbian, all of those are very important, but I just don't want it to be used as, well, people of color, and then automatically that just come, these are separate things, but definitely the focus can never, those can never come at the expense of the focus of people of color. Thank you.
Thank you.